Well, I need to thank my family because I was here a lot, and they gave up a lot because I was here.
And that's Pam Meyer fighting back tears as she reflects on 26 years of teaching agriculture and advising FFA at Southwestern High School in Shelby County. Pam has just retired, having been at the school since 1996. Pam says that her job was more than just being a teacher. She thought of herself as an investor in the lives of her students and their families.
A lot of ag teachers develop those relationships with the brothers and the sisters, and that's just part of the fun that I had with it. And it is an investment. And when you've got the parents on your side and the kids are on your side, lots of things can be accomplished.
Pam thinks she knows why so many of her students over the years thought of her as their favorite teacher.
I tried to only make sure that I gave them things they had to know and that would be useful to them. And I think they appreciated that. Plus, I didn't give them homework because I knew everybody else had homework.
Pam says teaching high school agriculture is a lot different now than it was when she first started.
A lot has changed. And I just had a boy that's really interested in precision agriculture and technology and drones. And at the state convention, they had some drones from Ivy Tech. And so I was able to bring that paperwork home and show him. But it has changed a lot. And I'd like to think that the kids can keep up with that because they are more technological now.
Pam says one of her greatest sources of pride is the high school's greenhouse that she helped raise money to build. She loves how that greenhouse is a hands-on teaching tool for students.
It's great because a lot of times our nemesis in the greenhouse are aphids. And the kids, you know, I'll say, this is an aphid, and we'll show them pictures. And, you know, I love it when they come running to me and say, we have aphids in the greenhouse, because I know they've really learned that, and they're going to know that the rest of their life.
What's next for Pam now that she's retired?
Well, I have a grandbaby now and one on the way, and I'm going to take care of them a couple days a week. And my house has been neglected for lots of years because I've been here at school. And I told the bus drivers I would substitute for them because they all own their own buses and there are no subs. So I told them I would do that. So I'll still be around.
Most of all, Pam says that her 26-year-long teaching career at Southwestern High School wouldn't have been possible without the love and support of her students and their families.
And I need to thank all my kids and the parents, and I just thank those people for letting me take part in their lives and trusting me with their kids.
You can hear more of my interview with Pam Meyer and see some photos from her retirement party at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.